So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
After a weekend chemical weapons attack on civilians in a suburb of Damascus, Syria, Syria and Russia are accusing Israel of attacking a Syrian airbase early today, saying two Israeli F-15 fighter jets struck the base about 100 miles north of Damascus, the Russian military claiming those warplanes fired 8 missiles at the base. Israeli warplanes did attack that airbase in February. Many, like U.S. Senate Democrat Ben Cardin, calling for an international response to that chemical attack, believe to have been carried out by forces loyal to Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad.
We need to make sure that there is a proceeding started by the international community to hold him responsible. This is not the first use of chemical weapons.
Cardin was speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. The UN Security Council is to hold a meeting about that chemical attack today. Dozens of students are injured after a bus crashes into an overpass on New York's Long Island last night, shearing off the top of that bus. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Oklahoma's teacher walkout into a second week now as thousands of educators are calling for $10,000 pay raises for teachers and increased school funding overall. Many of that state's largest school districts, including those in Oklahoma City and Tulsa, are closed again today. Former Attorney General Loretta Lynch is defending the Justice Department, telling NBC News in an interview that the wave of harsh attacks on the department is painful to watch. Lynch says it's, quote, troubling when people question the motivations of dedicated, committed professionals. President Trump has been very critical of the Justice Department and his Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Trump especially angered when Sessions recused himself in the Russia investigation. They're not the first robots to be used by the U.S. military.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Well, not exactly that kind of robot, but these were used to clear obstacles and breach barriers for manned tanks for the first time ever during some U.S.-British training exercises in Germany last week. And during the exercises, several remote-controlled vehicles performed tasks usually carried out by soldiers, like clearing minefields and bridging a tank trench. Officials say using robots for breach operations takes away the risk of injury or death for soldiers who would otherwise be on the front lines.
Danger.
And remember, we're available online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola from Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we are Nutrimost of Flemington. This has been a crazy roller coaster week of weather and things like that. Last night, it was in the 30s. Today, this afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 45 degrees, calm wind becoming southwest around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, slight chance of rain before 1 a.m., then a chance of, here it comes, rain and snow between 1 and 3 a.m. Then snow likely after 3 a.m. What are we doing here? We're into spring, folks. I was out there fishing, trout fishing just on Saturday. Cloudy with a low around 33 degrees. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. Chance of precipitation is around 60%. But here's the clincher. Little or no snow accumulation expected. All right, good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, and you are listening to Get Healthy Hunterdon. We have an exciting guest with us today, and for the next hour, we're going to be finding out about heat and how the body gets it out there and all. How we're going to find out about that, though, is with Lisa Mack, and she is from Thermography and Wellness. And many of you have a question about thermography. What is that all about? Isn't that have to do with, like, women's health issues and all? Well, in the next hour, we're going to find out the many different things that thermography and wellness can take care of. So, first of all, we want to invite and thank Lisa Mack from Thermography and Wellness for coming on the show. And, Lisa, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Wonderful and stuff. And look, at the sun is shining out here. The weather is warming up.
Yes.
Heat, baby, heat. So, Lisa, you're doing this thing called thermography and stuff. So, first of all, how did you ever get involved in all this?
Okay, so basically about eight years ago, I started to go to school to learn about nutrition, holistic nutrition. I had my own health challenges in my lifetime. I had open heart surgery. I've had lung surgery, many health challenges on my own. And my child... He had severe eczema, and it was, you know, I was very intrigued by this one doctor that really helped him holistically. So I started to go to school for nutrition, and I learned about thermography in school, and I went to get a thermography on my own. I found a facility all the way, like, close to New York. And when I got my results back, I was really intrigued over what it shows. How helpful it was, how non-invasive it was, and I just said, why doesn't everybody do this?
Mm-hmm.
So basically starting to learn more about it, and I got affiliated with a doctor that was, you know, educating me more on it. On the camera, what it does, the reports, and he was really looking for people to expand and really get the word out there about thermography. And right from there is when I bought the equipment and I started in.
And now you've got what? How many locations do you go to and things?
I'm in 14 different locations.
14 different locations. So this is not any kind of, like, you know, run by night in the dark of everything like this. You have come forward and you are an integral part of any kind of medical doctor's tools of usage and things like that to find out what is actually going on in the human body then and all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what happens is I'm a mobile unit.
Mm-hmm.
I take my equipment to different locations. I'm basically there, most of the locations, I'm there once a month. And two of the locations, Short Hills and Morristown, is my location. So I'm there much more often.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. So why don't you tell us, okay, a little bit more about, now we need to know, what is thermography? There's so many things that we hear about, you know, now that we've got, the internet and we've got, the movies and things like that. They're always talking about the body heat given off by, you know, people and stuff and how you can track them. What is thermography?
So basically, thermography is a high-tech tool that specifically measures skin surface temperatures, which can indicate an inflammatory process. Thermography is a tool. It creates a digital map of your body. It illustrates heat patterns. It can illustrate cold patterns just as much, detect inflammation connected to some condition or an abnormality in the body. So basically, it will show you, signs that your body's asking for help long before you even have a symptom. So that's the cool part about it. You can see things before, you know, you're even suffering from an ache or pain.
Mm.
So it analyzes abnormalities in the body. There could be signs of disease. It's causing inflammation. It basically, normally your body is symmetrical. And thermal imaging can see the signs of asymmetry, which indicates a problem.
Okay.
So that's very different. So thermography can give you the very earliest look at any status of your health. And as I said long before, it's asking for help. So it's non-invasive. It's non-painful. There's no contact with the body. And it emits absolutely no radiation. It's an infrared camera. So
oh, okay.
Up the heat that's coming off of mm-hmm. your body. It's very, very cool. And it's a lot of women use this for their breast health. Okay, so I can go more, a little more into about that.
Sure, yeah, tell us some. So thermography, so you're looking at the patterning that occurs in the human body. So if you had a completely healthy body and all, what kind of a pattern would you see?
So if there's they're symmetrical.
Okay.
And then there's asymmetrical. Mm-hmm. So basically if there's healthy, when we're all at some point healthy, but there's some kind of imbalance or some kind of improvement, which we can absolutely see.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say we, I do all the scanning and we submit it to our doctors to read the report, because that's a very important key.
Okay.
So because this is a test of physiology, where other tests out there are tests of the anatomy. So we're looking at the body, how it's working, functioning, and what it's really doing. So for like breast imaging, we can see hormone imbalance, we can see lymphatic congestion, blood flow, vascular patterns. It's great for pain diagnostics, early screening for inflammatory patterns for further clinical evaluation. So it can provide possible early screening and treatment assistance with such conditions like for cellular changes, potentially to lead to cancers, inflammatory process, neurological and vascular dysfunction, and musculoskeletal injury, which is very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So mammograms look at the anatomical changes in the breast that detect masses and lumps, okay, in the breast tissue. So on the other hand, a thermogram looks at the vascular changes in the breast, and they detect blood flow patterns, inflammation, and asymmetries. So when women come in and then we get the report back, it gives them a good overview of what the body's doing. So if your breast health is off, it could contribute to hormone imbalance. We see that a lot.
Okay.
You know, your lymphatic system plays a huge role in your body, and we see there's a lot of toxicity in the lymphatic. So it's lymphatic congestion. Your lymphatic system doesn't have a pump like your heart does, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the toxins get lodged into the lymphatic system, and we teach them how to do dry brushing of the breast and the whole body to keep the toxins flowing.
Oh, okay, good. So not only do you see those imbalances going on, but you give them some very simple things that they can do in order to help prevent that from happening.
Absolutely. And I always just tell the women, if you think of a garden hose, you know, as your lymphatic system, and you keep putting tiny little pebbles in the garden hose, and you go to turn the water on, there's no flow there.
Mm-hmm.
You need to keep things moving and flowing. And the doctors will also suggest sometimes they need a lymphatic drainage massage, depending on how congested the breasts are or the body is.
Right.
Depending on every, you know, situation. So thermograms can benefit pretty much all women, and we particularly like to get women to come in as early as sometimes when they hit puberty to really...
Oh, okay. To get like a baseline and see where they're at?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
To get a baseline just for preventing something. So we can see the body when it starts to make a change, a shift. So what's going on now that your body's changing?
Right.
So then the doctors will make suggestions in their report on whether it be dietary, supplementation,
oh, okay. Very
hormone
good.
Imbalance,
mm-hmm.
etc. So there's many things that they can do. So well, the first session you come in is always a baseline, because that is truly what we're looking at for the first time.
Okay.
And the doctors will have them come back in 3 to 6 months to follow up
mm-hmm.
and see what if the protocol that they gave them is working. Many women are on bioidentical hormones.
Oh.
Right? And so they'll come in, and we can see a hormone imbalance in the thermogram as well. So we've had women come in who are on bioidentical hormones, and they're not metabolizing them correctly. So we're still showing an imbalance, even though they feel like it's doing them, you know, good. It's
mm-hmm.
really not. So one woman came in time and time again. She kept having an abnormal thermogram, but she wasn't metabolizing her bioidenticals, and they had to switch things up for her. So once they switched it up for her, her thermogram was normal.
Isn't that something? My gosh.
Mm-hmm. So it's really very, very interesting because you can monitor your health through thermography.
Thermography, sure. Oh, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break here now. So, Lisa, hang on. We will be right back.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, and you are listening to Get Healthy Hunterdon. Today we've got an exciting guest here and all, and her name is Lisa Mack, and she's with Thermography and Wellness. And you're probably saying to yourself, Dr. Miola, what the heck would you have Lisa on here for and stuff? We're not looking for heat coming out of the house and leaks and everything else like that. No, folks, what we're doing is we're looking for early detection of different conditions that are coming out in the body, things that are able to be detected with thermography, the change in your body's heat and stuff, long before it gets picked up in blood, long before it gets picked up in x-ray or a CAT scan or any of those other devices that are out there and all. So Lisa, off air, we were talking about all the different benefits that are available to women and things like that. Who else can benefit from this?
Well, it's very good for men and women, of course. So we can do not just the breast region. We can do the whole entire body. So, in fact, thermography is the only method available for visualizing your pain and pathology. So x-rays, CT scans, ultrasounds, MRI scans, they're all tests of anatomy that measures structures of the body. Thermography is unique. Its ability to measure physiological changes of the body. So it can access heart function, and it may indicate your carotid arteries is inflamed, which is a precursor to stroke, blood clots.
Exactly, yeah.
So we, you know, that may require additional testings. And so here are some examples. So let's talk about arthritis. It can help indicate early signs of arthritis between osteoarthritis or more severe, like rheumatoid.
Which are two of the major arthritises that the general population is suffering from. In our profession and stuff, we have the buildup of weight into those joints and stuff. And when we get them on the program and they start losing that weight, all of a sudden they don't have that joint inflammation anymore going on. So here's a great way to detect that also.
Absolutely. And neck and back pain, very common. Thermal pain patterns, they light up white and red, are very hot in the scan, right? So you can get relief faster if you know exactly and can target exactly, you know, indicate where it's coming from, like the target area. So dental issues are huge.
Oh, interesting. Yes. Tell us more about that.
Very much so. So dental issues, if you have TMJ,
okay,
gum disease, an infected tooth, you might have a root canal that has been there for a while and is showing inflammation and you don't even know that there's something going on.
Right.
So now you have bacterial issues and it's draining down into the lymphatic system.
There we go again.
There we go, and it's bacteria. Many people who have digestive issues and dental issues, so this is very funny correlation, they're trying to clean up the bacteria that's going on in the mouth, but their digestive system is just way off.
Oh,
so
okay.
Anything coming from the digestive system goes back up into the mouth. So it's like a hand in glove.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Very, very interesting. So sinus issues, headaches. So if you have significant heat in the forehead or the sinus region, the thermal scan, it can indicate that these body systems are off or not functioning properly. Now, immune system dysfunction, fibromyalgia, and chronic fatigue.
Oh, two biggies here in society today.
Yes. And so the immune system correlates with to the T1 and T2 areas of the spine. High levels of heat in that region can indicate an immune dysfunction. And then if you have chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, aching joints, those few complaints correlate to cool patterns in the T1 and T2.
Oh, okay.
So they'll see that on the thermogram, and that's where the doctors will indicate that in the report as they're writing it. Now, carpal tunnel, that's another one. Many often it's misdiagnosed because, you know, everyone's tingling and all that. Then if you have, if you get a thermogram, it can show that the neck, you know, the referring pain to the back, it is affecting that area. So now you can go for appropriate treatment.
Right,
exactly. It might
not
necessarily be a carpal tunnel. It just can be an impinged nerve in the back. We've seen that many a times. Again, digestive disorders, irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis, Crohn's disease. That's also, you know, very visible in thermography. So if you can address these conditions early on and get them taken care of. Blood sugar issues, very interesting. They show up in your hands.
Oh, really? Okay. Because of the peripheral neuropathies, right, or the decrease in blood flow down there. Then.
And actually, it shows up as a red glove. It looks like you put on two mittens that are red hot, and that's indicating blood sugar issues.
Oh, geez.
So, and when you're doing the legs, we can, you know, looking at the veins, you know, deep vein thrombosis.
Oh, okay.
We've seen gout on the bottom of the feet. It's another thermographic pattern. Pattern that it sees, you know, following your injury, if you're getting physical therapy, and, you know, is that physical therapy working?
Right, exactly.
You know, that we could see it, because if they're still having pain, what, you know, is it cold? Is it hot? Is there blood flow? So there's so many, you know, things. And also it does look at the thyroid. It cannot diagnose if you have hypothyroid.
Oh, okay. Tell us more about that.
So it'll look at the thyroid, and again, thermographic signs of either it's hypothyroid or, you know, hypothyroid.
Right.
Many people come in to follow their, you know, thyroid and make sure that what they're taking or doing is working.
Very key in stuff these days.
So it's very interesting. So these are just to name a few of things that can, you know, help both men and women. And I've have done children. So I have done that. And many people, you know, they ask how old they can come in. If they're having an issue, of course, they can come in, you know, because it's a non-invasive test, so at any time. So basically, we would like to start them at puberty would be the best time. But if there's, of course, again, I've done, the youngest I've ever done was 11 years old.
11 years old? What was he coming in for, or what were
for? It was a girl. She had an autoimmune dysfunction, and, you know, she just, everything that they were doing with her was not working, you know, and they wanted to see what else is possibly off in the body. So there was many things through the thermogram that was off that she needed to follow up. And again, we have a list of referring physicians that we can refer you out to that understand the thermography.
Right.
Once you get the report back, usually takes about a week to come back. So once you get the report back, I have a staff that helps you understand it. You know, just will answer any questions you have, and then we can, you know, you'll have physicians to take the report to, whether it be, you know, chiropractic, it could be acupuncture, it could be gynecologist, just a name, or a functional medicine doctor, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
So they can take that report with them, and they can show them the, you know, areas of concern, dental, you know, where the inflammation is, that there's
right.
something going on there, whether it be, like I said, lymphatic congestion, things like that. So a lot of people sometimes want their report back right away. So we do a stat report that can come back the next day with an extra charge
okay.
because the doctors put that first in queue.
Sure.
So that they can get it back right away. So this is an out-of-pocket expense, unfortunately. Insurance generally does not cover it.
Okay.
But some people, you know, that's a very famous question that we get. You know, which is
nowadays with the amount of money that people are paying out for insurance and stuff like that, you know, they expect that anything that they need to have done is covered by it. And unfortunately, for the kind of work that we do and things like that, it may not be in things like that. So, yeah. Now, do they cover it if you have like a plan with work and stuff where you put money aside, an FSH?
Yeah,
or
flexible spending.
Spending and stuff.
Yes.
Does that cover something like this?
Generally, yes, that it does.
Oh, okay.
That generally,
oh.
it does. But we have to provide them with an invoice and
sure.
you know, regular stuff for them to get reimbursed.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, that's
oh, okay.
what many people use it for, that
right.
flex spending or health savings account.
Yeah, the initials and
mm-hmm.
stuff. We use that in the office too and stuff, and it's a big life's you know, helper for a lot of people and things like that.
Oh yeah.
Hmm.
That's the best thing, you know.
Very, very good though. Very good. We're going to take a little break here now, and we will be back with Lisa Mack from Thermography and Wellness, so stay tuned.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A well-known Republican governor launching a run for U.S. Senate.
Washington's a disaster. It's dysfunctional.
Rick Scott saying at his Monday morning kickoff event in Orlando.
There's a lot of old tired thinking up there. It's not heading in the right direction.
President Trump has publicly urged Scott to seek that U.S. Senate seat currently held by veteran Democratic Senator Bill Nelson. He's expected to face Nelson in November, though he and Nelson will both face primaries first. Another Republican governor discussing the need for National Guard troops to increase border security.
The people coming across the border have increased dramatically, more than 200% month on month in the month of March of what it was the year before.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott telling Fox and Friends the president wants as many as 4,000 troops deployed to the border, and his state alone will likely send half that many. And this is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share, but tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
After a weekend chemical weapons attack on civilians in a suburb of Damascus, Syria, Syria and Russia are accusing Israel of attacking a Syrian airbase early today, saying two Israeli F-15 fighter jets struck the base about 100 miles north of Damascus. The Russian military claiming those warplanes fired 8 missiles at the base. Israeli warplanes did attack that airbase in February. Many, like U.S. Senate Democrat Ben Cardin, calling for an international response to that chemical attack, believed to have been carried out by forces loyal to Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad.
We need to make sure that there is a proceeding started by the international community to hold him responsible. This is not the first use of chemical weapons.
Cardin was speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. The UN Security Council is to hold a meeting about that chemical attack today. Dozens of students are injured after a bus crashes into an overpass on New York's Long Island last night, shearing off the top of that bus. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Oklahoma's teacher walkout into a second week now as thousands of educators are calling for $10,000 pay raises for teachers and increased school funding overall. Many of that state's largest school districts, including those in Oklahoma City and Tulsa, are closed again today. Former Attorney General Loretta Lynch is defending the Justice Department, telling NBC News in an interview that the wave of harsh attacks on the department is painful to watch. Lynch says it's, quote, troubling when people question the motivations of dedicated, committed professionals. President Trump has been very critical of the Justice Department and his Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Trump especially angered when Sessions recused himself in the Russia investigation. They're not the first robots to be used by the U.S. military.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger!
Well, not exactly that kind of robot, but these were used to clear obstacles and breach barriers for manned tanks for the first time ever during some U.S.-British training exercises in Germany last week. And during the exercises, several remote-controlled vehicles performed tasks usually carried out by soldiers, like clearing minefields and bridging a tank trench. Officials say using robots for breach operations takes away the risk of injury or death for soldiers who would otherwise be on the front lines.
Danger.
And remember, we're available online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
And we are coming back to the heat of the day, and no pun intended here, with Lisa Mack from Thermography and Wellness. Thermography, as you all are learning, has to do with looking at the map that your body is giving us these information and stuff. So when you know the language of the body, you can read what's going on, both on the outside, both on the inside and stuff, very easily. And Lisa has made this a lifelong study about thermography and all. So let's look a little bit more about this and all. So Lisa, you were talking about the colors that were coming up on these scans that you were doing and stuff. Can we elaborate a little bit on that at all?
Sure. I can elaborate just a little bit. So basically, inflammation is red, and actually the white is actually hotter than the red.
Oh, okay.
So that indicates that there's, you know, something significant going on. Most women, when they come in for a thermogram or breast thermogram, there's a lot of white underneath the breast region, because that's because the skin is, you know, the breasts are laying down on the skin. So that's very normal for it to be white underneath there.
Mm-hmm.
And I have them sit for acclimation time for about 10 minutes in the room to make sure that they're properly acclimated to the temperature of the room with no clothes on, where they have to sit with their arms out, hands on the hips, so we can acclimate even underneath the arms as well.
Oh, okay.
So the greens, in the, going into the greens and yellow, start to, the greens are cooler, yellow starts to increase in heat, and of course we have the blue and then it looks black. That is the cold regions. When the doctors read the report, so we have, so let me just talk about a little bit about that. We have a group of doctors called Physicians Insight. There's a group of medical doctors that were trained in thermography.
Oh, okay.
Okay, they're called thermologists, just like a radiologist is trained in radiology. So they're trained in thermography. So when they read the reports, they have different palettes that they look at. We take the images in the color region, so you see where the cold and the hot and the, you know, things are. They switch over, and then it's called grayscale. They can see the vascular patterns, and there's another one that can see the blood flow.
Oh, okay.
So there's like six or seven different palettes that they read and, you know, how they interpret the report. They measure temperatures in the body. So if they're looking at the breast region, they measure temperatures from, you know, each breast, each quadrant of the breast to see how, you know, the outside quadrants, you know, how they are, you know, what's the right temperature is, what the left temperature is. So that's how they come up with the levels of concern. So we have low level of concern, then there's a moderate level of concern, then there's a high level of concern. So as the temperatures reach a certain degree, like, for example, anything in the quadrants of the breast, if it's above 1.5 degrees Celsius, that raises a concern for them.
Oh, okay.
Certain patterns that are in the breast region, like vascular patterns that are abnormal physiology, that raises a concern, and that puts another mark on there to that raises up the concern. How hot the temperatures are, what the scan looks like. So that's how they can indicate. And in the report, the doctors, if there is something of a high level of concern, they will then say there was, it's due for a clinical correlation where they would need to go out and now seek their doctor to just check on further to make sure that there's not something there.
Oh, okay.
So to speak. So that's how they generally read the report. It's so hard for us because we're just taking the images, but the doctors, you know, they have all their equipment to, you know, look and see what the temperatures are and what the thermal patterns mean.
Right.
You know, that's how they read the report. So when the report comes back, they do get a copy of their report, what everything means, and they also get a copy of all the pictures that we took.
Oh, okay.
So they'll be able to bring it to their doctors or chiropractors just to, you know, exactly where the inflammation is and different things like that.
Now, we talk about this camera that you're using and stuff. And, of course, the big question that always comes, is it, you know, approved? Who approves this thing? You know, what is this all about and stuff? And who's the sort of like the guiding or the overseeing institute that makes sure that, you know, we're not just using my little digital camera on my cell phone and stuff to do this. Are there things like that? Is it FDA approved?
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about the equipment that you use out in the field.
Sure. It is FDA approved. It's been FDA cleared since 1982.
Oh, okay.
There are a lot of infrared cameras out there. The company that that I'm affiliated with is with Physicians Insight as the doctors, but MedHot Thermal Imaging is where I bought my equipment from, and they use the FLIR camera, which is a top-of-the-line camera. It is, well, the camera I have has the most amount of pixels, which gives the most sensitivity,
right,
so they
can
see more.
Mm-hmm.
Very important to calibrate your camera every year. It's, you know, it's an expense, but you have to do it in order to keep
sure.
it accurate.
Sure, oh, yeah.
So that's the camera that I've been using. I just bought the newest, latest, greatest camera last year. So that is, you know, that is where the accuracy comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, it's also the doctors you use and what they're, you know, they're looking at. So, that's why I say MedHot is the company, and FLIR is the actual camera.
Camera and
use.
Stuff like that. Okay, very good. And so the length of time with the thermography. So thermography, like you said, has been around since the 1980s and all. So it's really been finding its foothold in the the diagnostic or the adjunctive therapy world and all?
Well, actually, it was FDA cleared in the 80s, oh, but 80s, it's okay. been around since the 50s.
The 50s, okay.
It's been around since the 50s, but as, you know, time goes on, technology advances, mm-hmm. of course. But what's really interesting is we have pictures up on our websites, not my particular website, but like Hippocrates used to put mud all over
oh.
their body
okay.
wherever that. The region that would dry first is where the inflammation is.
Oh, isn't that something?
Yeah.
So they were using it even back then?
Then, yeah. So the technology has really advanced.
Progressed at all. Mm-hmm. And I guess with as software develops and optics get better, that whole profession and stuff advances that much quicker and things like that.
Yeah, so with the software, we have software that MedHot has created,
mm-hmm.
and we are certified through IAMT, and
oh, okay.
so we have we have to get recertified every 2 years, just make sure, because there's so more there's more studies that are coming out, things that they see correlation, you know. Between, because we do have people that come in to see me that already have been diagnosed with cancer
oh.
that like to follow their, you know, their health through,
sure.
you know, if they're doing something with diet or, you know, has something had, you know, if something else is hot, things like that. So we totally have that kind of people coming in. So they're always finding new studies out, not that we diagnose anything, but we are, they're always seeing the correlation between
yeah.
the pattern and what they what they've been diagnosed with, so to speak.
Right. Now, you had alluded to every 2 years you have to go and get recertified. So what kind of training do you have to go through in order to be able to do this kind of work?
So for the training that I had, I was certified in Florida. So we go through, you know, it's pretty much a week's training that
mm-hmm.
you come in, but you need to be under the wing of another thermographer imaging.
Oh, okay.
For quite some time, because mm-hmm. it's all about the focus and making sure that, you know, they're in certain positions that that the doctors could read the report. You know, many times if the focusing is off and the way that they're turned, they can't properly read the report, so it's an inaccurate
mm-hmm.
testing. Taking the patient's history is very, very important. You know, they fill out a questionnaire, you know, when they come in and,
right.
you know, give us all their health history. Very important. But there's so much to it from the technician side that it's important so the doctors can read this report
right.
know, correctly.
Okay.
So we make sure that we're, you know, anyone that we would hire is under our wing for a while.
Okay. And then that every 2 year recertification and stuff, you have to take an exam. You have to probably have continuing education credits that you have to keep up with like everybody else in the state of New Jersey.
It's a continuing education
mm-hmm.
for sure. And
yeah.
it's a recertification. And we also have to take the test to, again, and, you know, whatever new information that they gave us, make sure.
Oh,
you know,
okay. You've got a handle on that
yes,
then and all.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Whatever changes that we need to be made. And even throughout, you know, time when the doctors are starting to see that, you know, listen, I'd like you to, you know, their pants need to be a little bit lower. Or we want to see more of the back or more of the tailbone. You know, there's always different positions
mm-hmm.
that we're
yeah.
asked to do. Or they'll add, you know, in breast imaging, they added a back shot. They wanted an upper back image
oh.
when we were doing breast image because of the immune system in the back. And
sure.
it can drop shoulder because it can contribute to lymphatic congestion. So those are the things that they're always
right.
researching.
Well, you're looking for and stuff like
right.
that.
Right, right.
That's amazing. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about what a typical visit would be like at the an office and all. And we will return.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rab Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, and we've been listening to and going on with Lisa Mack here from Thermography and Wellness, and we're learning some amazing things about thermography. Let's get right back to her and stuff. So off air, we were talking about the types of scans you can do and how you set up an appointment, Lisa. So why don't you tell us about those things?
Oh, sure. So you can make an appointment for women. They can just do the breast region. We also do a health screening that's from the head down to the abdomen and the tailbone, which includes the breast, chest region. They can do a full body. And the other thing is that some people will call and they just want a region of interest. You know, somebody just wants the dental be looked at. So that's a head and neck. You know, they just want the abdomen to see what's going on with their digestion. So we can do that as well. To make an appointment, they're on my website. We have a booking system that they can automatically book on their own.
Okay.
To each of our locations.
Right? And what would be that website?
Well, it's lisasthermographyandwellness.com.
Okay.
So once they get into there, and they also can read more, you know, what we were talking about. I have a lot of information on there. They can see the camera. They can also see a sample of the report.
Oh, yeah, incredible website and stuff. So go visit that and stuff. Just all kinds of great information you can download from it.
Yep, thank you. I try to be as formative as I can so people can really read and understand about it. So once they go on the website, they can book an appointment there, or they can call us and book an appointment through, you know, over the phone, and we can do it for them.
Mm-hmm.
So once they book an appointment, what happens is we'll send them a confirmation email, or if they book themselves, they'll get a confirmation email. There's paperwork that they'll fill out according to what scan they're getting done.
Okay.
And also, there's protocols to follow 24 hours before the appointment or the day of the appointment, depending on what scan they get.
Okay.
You know, very, very important. They should not have chiropractic care before they come 24 hours before.
Understandable, yeah.
Acupuncture, massage therapy. Anyone who is undergo chemotherapy or radiation, they really like them to wait about 3 months after to come in, because they're going to have a significant amount of inflammation.
Sure.
So it's real important that they get that for their body to calm down. A mom that's, you know, might be nursing, they like to, again, wait 3 months, unless there's an issue.
Right.
You know, then they can come in and, you know, get that looked at. So the protocols are important, very, very important. Some people come in and they, you know, they really don't want you to shave if you're coming in a man with a beard or under the arms, the legs. They just want you free of inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to get a full body scan, they don't want you to eat anything a couple hours before. They want to have the digestion tract, you know, calm, no caffeine, anything hot, things like that. So once they book the appointment, they do the protocols, they come in. Then once they come in, the breast screening takes only a half hour, about the health screening about 40 to 45 minutes, and the full body is about an hour. So they come in, they give me the paperwork, I put up a curtain. They go behind the curtain. They get changed. There's no gown because we're trying to get their body to cool off.
Sure.
So they stand there for about 10 minutes and cool off to the temperature of the room. Once they cool off, I remove the curtain, and then we start imaging. And the imaging goes rather quickly. And when we do the abdomen down to the feet, we're standing up. And once I get down to the bottom of their feet, I have them put their pants on in socks and shoes so they can get a little warm. And then we sit down, and then we do the head down to the breast-chest region at that point. And then once that's, you know, done and over with, we're pretty much done within an hour if you're doing a full body. And that's when the submission of the report goes into the doctors, and then we get the report in about a week.
Okay.
So we get the report in about a week, and then we send it through an email and a passcode for them to open up the report. And then we have Dana, who helps them understand what they're reading and, you know, answer any questions they have, what their next steps are. That's pretty much it.
So that's a relatively quick procedure, though, and stuff, when you're talking about getting a balance into the body and stuff, finding out exactly what's going on with it and all, and recording all that with this high-tech piece of equipment and software that you use to do that and all. So very, very good. And you have several locations that you work out of then, right?
I do. So I'm in Clinton. I'm at Dr. Burke's office in
Clinton.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in Bedminster. That's at the Valley Integrative Pharmacy. I have a new location starting in Greenbrook. It's La Bella Vita, which is a spa. Very interesting. They have, like, salt therapy there. They have lymphatic drainage there. So Morristown and Short Hills are my location. So Morristown, I'm across the street from the hospital. And then Short Hills, I'm across the street from the Short Hills Mall. Same, like the Hilton Hotel. Yeah. There's a building right in front of there. Lincoln Park, that's Peace Within Spa. East Hanover, that is actually a chiropractic's office. And they just changed hands from one doctor to another. So I'm not too familiar with it. I haven't met the doctor yet, but I'm starting in a couple of days. Florham Park is Core Therapies, and then another chiropractic, and they do acupuncture, lots of therapies there. Madison and Caldwell, that's the same owner. He's an acupuncturist.
Oh, okay.
And I'm all the way in Monmouth Beach as well. So that's a wellness center, a holistic center. It's a training center where they do a lot of classes there. They also do acupuncture, yoga, different things like that. Summers Point. I'm there also once a month, and that's another acupuncture, but they do a lot of things in that office. Clifton, and that's Pure Balance Center, Pilates, massage therapy, you name it, they have it.
Mm-hmm.
And Newburgh, New York, which is I'm there tomorrow. I'm there
once
a month, and that's a wellness center as well.
You must live in your vehicle then. Jeez.
Kind of. It's very interesting. I enjoy it very much, but I feel that I'm helping so many people, and I'm reaching out to different regions this way. It gives everybody an opportunity. Everyone likes convenience, you know, and I, you know, what I've done this for over 6 years now, and it's really come a long way.
Right.
And I feel like I'm helping a lot of people, so I enjoy it a lot.
So what would you say your clientele, more like 50% women, 50% men, more of women?
Right now, it's more women, but I have to say about 10% are men.
That high. Okay,
yeah.
So that's good.
It's definitely more than it was when I first started.
Yeah.
So I do a lot of women, and then their husbands will come in. You know, after they get the report, they see the value of it, and they want their husbands to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting. And kid-wise, like I said, I do a lot of teenagers. You know, the moms.
Bringing the kids in. Mm-hmm.
You know, after they get theirs done, they will bring the children in just as much. So there's a lot of hand in glove with nutrition. When you see a very inflammatory body, our doctors will automatically say an anti-inflammatory diet.
Right.
So some of these kids, the way that they're eating with a lot of sugar and sodas and carbohydrates and things like that, their body is highly inflamed.
Right.
So, and they don't feel well, they're tired, they're sleeping all the time, and you know, the moms are concerned of, like, what's going on.
Yeah.
And 90% of the time, it's a diet.
Diet and stuff like that. We find that so often and stuff, like, you know, most of the time, the woman, the mother and stuff in the family and stuff is going to pretty much be the dictator to, you know, what kind of health care the individual family is going to be getting and stuff, and she has a good response and a good experience with it and stuff, then everybody's going to have that experience with them and all. So it's good to see that, you know, they're embracing, you know, this what we'll call alternative, diagnostic or therapy that is available through this, thermography and wellness organization that you have going like that. So that's great. Now, if our people wanted to get a hold of you again, how would they get in touch with you?
Okay.
You've got probably web, you've probably got a telephone number, you probably have those multiple locations again?
I do. So I have a Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
So it's Lisa's Thermography and Wellness. So when they can click on there, they can contact me through there as well.
Mm-hmm.
My website, again, is lisasthermographyandwellness.com. And my phone number is 855-667-9338. And I have several extensions on there. Extension 1, it's an appointment. 2, to speak to Dana with a report.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 3 is to speak with my assistant who handles invoicing and reports. And
right.
And a lot of times they'll call to speak with me. So they have a variety of things to get a hold of me.
Right. Now, what's your favorite kind of coffee to drink, though? Because, you know, people could stop off and see you at Wawa, McDonald's, or Burger King, or what is it, Dunkin' Donuts here?
No, they'll never see me at Burger King.
Oh, okay, there you go. That's good.
Never.
A true health person and all like that.
Never.
Oh, interesting.
I love my organic coffee, but I have to say I love Starbucks.
Starbucks, there you go. Now, with the last few minutes that we have, do you want to wrap it up? We've got a few minutes left. Any kind of interesting stories or things that you've come across or final notes that you want to let our radio audience know?
Sure. Interesting, very interesting. I've had a couple of people that came in with some, were supposedly diagnosed with something pretty serious, and when they came in with the thermography, it was not anything that they thought it was, which they were quite relieved. And when they went to get a second opinion, the thermography and their second opinion was like a hand in glove, which was nice for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was very nice. They were just extremely hormonal and things. Their body was, you know, asking for help and needed to clean up a lot of different things. So it's nice to see when someone's having an issue. And it's just a matter of taking your health into your own hands and seeing, you know, our doctors are giving you ideas and suggestions on things that you need to do. And when you don't do them and you come in and the next time there's an issue, then it's like, we told you.
Exactly.
We told you. But it's nice to see when you do make the changes, and it's nice to see that your report comes back in more of a positive light.
Yeah, that's the bottom line and stuff. Just finding something that, you know, you can find what the problem is and you have the tools to fix it then.
Absolutely. Mm. And it doesn't hurt you. It's so
that's the incredible thing, sure.
You know, it's so non-invasive, so it's just a matter of sitting there taking pictures,
mm-hmm.
you know, that it's not going to hurt you in any way, so why not?
Right.
You know, why not do it? So many people do it, and, you know, they use this as, and this is an adjunctive tool to many other things out there. So
okay.
Why not you add it to your toolbox is what I say.
Wonderful. So one last thing. How can people get a hold of you then, Lisa?
Website, lisasthermographyandwellness.com and 855-667-9338. And my Facebook page is Lisa's Thermography and Wellness.
Wonderful. This was great. And Lisa, we hope that the radio audience is going to take advantage of this new technology that we have available. And that's it. We'll see everybody next week. And then we go to Get Healthy Hunterdon.
You're listening to WHCR DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Okay, so that'll be something for us to, you know, tie into it.
For families. Inside our circle of care. Right.
So now what we're going to do is we're going to stage you on the radio once more. So if you want to put the headphones around your neck.
And specialists. Okay.
Not good?
Healthcare, your full circle of care.
I have it on now.
If you need
I found
physician,
my little icon at the
call
top.
Call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service.
I learned quick, Chris.
511-4HMC.
Right, so we're going to take
or
a
visit us on the web.
So here's what we do. Yeah, just pull that thing up a little bit.
HunterdonHealthcare.org.
Yep, up over your head. Yeah, like, well, let's see. So here's what we're going to do. I always like.
USA Radio News.
We're going to make a decision on all of that. In particular, Syria. We'll be making that decision very quickly, probably by the end of today. But we cannot allow.
Right. Like that. Do I look
like
at this?
Cannot.
Yeah, you can do that.
He may. Yeah, he may. And if he does, it's going to be very tough. Very tough. Everybody's going to pay a price. He will. Everybody will.
Moments ago, from the White House Cabinet Room, President Donald Trump condemning the suspected poison gas attack in Syria, which killed at least 40 people. Senator Lindsey Graham has an idea of what needs to be done to Assad in Syria.
So the regime has to pay a big price. What would be a big price? To lose your air force. This should be the last time a barrel bomb is dropped on innocent civilians by the Assad Air Force.
Also today, Facebook's CEO Mark Zuckerberg is meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill ahead of tomorrow's testimony.
No.
This is USA Radio News.
When you're trying to, like,
to be enjoyed
to
with family and friends, to laugh and to share. But tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.